Hello and welcome to another episode of the JDT Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Tucker. Today's episode, I'm going to discuss a group of different things, an array of things as far as relentless and resiliency and breaking those things down. And a couple of more facts that to me, I feel that every entrepreneur and every person that is trying to better themselves should have in their bag to help them out when they're working on building on themselves and just want a little self-encouragement for self-improvement. It's been a while since I've done my last show, a little over a week. And honestly, this week, I just wasn't going to record anything. I wasn't going to do any form of podcasting or any form of work due to my hectic work schedule and the fact that I've had my midterms this week in school. But here I am and everything's working out just fine so far with work. I mean, I'm dealing with some issues, you know, personnel issues and everything, but I tend to not let those factors get to me because I feel like the more you waste energy waste time exerting your energy into those external factors, the more factors and different forces that are coming, that would come and try to attack you, you could say. It's been a crazy week from personal things and just different forces coming at me from all different angles. Dealing with things that other people's self-hatred towards themselves, and they try to tear other people down to make themselves feel better. And just watching people move in very weird and distinct ways, which I just couldn't get along with because I didn't agree with it and I didn't like the feeling that I was having from being around that person or those people, those forces, we could say. As far as everything else, life is life. My midterms came out pretty good. And, you know, I surprised myself with the grade that I received because this is my second go at it with school and college, you know. And the first time it wasn't that I wasn't ready, but it was more so that my focus wasn't there. I was used to receiving a couple of things when it comes to grades and, you know, just having someone there to, I guess you could say, do the work for me or just pass me along. And when it came to that self-dependent stage in life, when it came to schoolwork, I wasn't mature enough at the time to understand the vulnerability that I was placing myself at for the years to come after school. But, you know, I've realized the importance of education for myself and for others as well. So as I went back to pick up the ball for school, in reference to school, I have changed my approach, you could say. I changed my approach for school, and it's actually been a complete different outcome in reference to what I've done and how it has, you know, just worked out and leveled out in the playing field for myself. One of the first things that I wanted to cover was about resiliency and relentless and what the difference is between the two. Relentless is defined as unceasingly intense and persistent. To me, those three words, unceasingly intense and being persistent, those words mean so much just for one word. Unceasingly to not stop. So your intensity level, which has to start off high, does not stop. There's no water, no sand, no any force to put out that relentless force is fire. It's an everlasting flame, the torch that never goes out, regardless of how hard the wind is blowing, regardless of how much wind you throw at it, regardless of how much water you put on it, and how much sand you place on it. It just won't burn out. Instead, it almost has a phoenix effect, although it might turn into dust or grit, it still continues to rise from the ashes and burn eternally, becoming a force that's unstoppable. When I think about that force, and you can tie this into either entrepreneurship or life in general, when it comes to entrepreneurship and beginning your business, you can't be stopped. You can't allow yourself to be stopped. You have to continue to go and build yourself, whether that's in the knowledge of your profession and your business's field, or for just self-building when you want to. For instance, I set a goal for myself when it came to school, and I stated to myself, I wanted to make an A for this class, for this course, for my summer class. And so far, it's working out pretty well. Yes, I had to receive some help, but everybody, if you don't receive help, then that's good for you. But I know for myself, I needed some assistance, in which I've gotten it, and it's worked out pretty well. But never stopping is the motto. Don't allow yourself to get put out or shut out or discouraged by what may seem to be a no. When it comes to resilience, the definition that I have states to be the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Flexible. Throughout my military career, I've always been told by my higher rankings to stay flexible. You never know what's going to come, what you're going to encounter, what changes to the daily schedule may occur. So when I think about being resilient, part of my military career comes into that. And a lot of life experience comes into thought as well. When I think about the times where I've been told no, or where I've been set back, I could say, I didn't let that stop me. A lot of people nowadays go around looking for their next handout and will literally be perfectly fine with being stagnant until that handout occurs. But if you go ahead and take the initiative to get the ball rolling under your own will and under your own force, you won't have to wait for a handout. You won't have to wait for that pickup. You have to sometimes, or really I prefer to all at all times, be able to pick up myself, carry my own weight, and keep moving forward. I know where I'm stationed at now during this deployment, I see a lot of the Army guys doing what they call a ruck, where you load up a bag or get some, pretty much you load up a heavy bag, put it on as a backpack or whatever, and you walk X amount of miles with that weight on your back. So I look kind of at resiliency as a ruck, where you have a lot of forces or either weight on your back weighing you down, and that first mile you start to feel it, then that second mile it starts to cause a little discomfort and pain in your back, that third mile it starts to get on your nerves and irritate you, and you're like, why am I even doing this? What is this purpose for? But you have to remember that you began that ruck or that hike or that walk or that journey in general to better yourself. One of my goals for each day as I wake up and after I pray, I ask God to teach me something new. So that way I can better myself, not just in terms of school or in terms of podcasting, but just in the general meaning, whether it be through a biblical meaning, a life meaning, an educational meaning, or work meaning. I always set a goal each day to learn something new. Even if it's from a person, a book, or an experience that I've dealt with that day, I always aim to learn something new each day. So to tie it all together with the learning and the rut, the comparison between the two is, each day, do something to better you. Make yourself better. So that way, when your test comes or when that trial comes or when you may feel that you're in the valley, you know that the day before, you got better. You work on yourself each and every day to become an unbroken person. To where, regardless of what you encounter through the rest of your life, it cannot break you. You must be so resilient and so relentless that each difficult encounter that you deal with, it won't stop you. It won't even slow you down. You just run through it and then look back at it and laugh. That's what I like to do sometimes when I sit down and just have my self-meditation moments. I'll sit back and think on some of the things that I've been through and endured in life and how I overcame it. Whether it had been something negative that occurred in my life, losing a loved one, or just a difficult time in life. It always helps me to remember why I started this journey and to keep continuing on in this journey and to carry on. One of the things that my mom always told me growing up was to never settle for the answer no. People who settle for the word no, to me, don't exactly know their worth or know what they want. I say this because if you don't know your worth and what you stand for, sure, you're going to take no for an answer. And then you'll probably end up getting down and mope around about the fact that you got told no. But sometimes you have to understand that accepting no for an answer, it's kind of like giving up on your purpose. It's almost as if you gave up on your reason for starting your journey. the word no to me is sometimes used by those who don't want to see that person who's coming to them. They don't want to see that person succeed because they fear what that person can become. And they might not even have the power to even tell you no. The person who may be asking for assistance from another person may be the one who has the upper hand. It all depends on how you play your cards that you're dealt. I love saying, using that saying, because I'm a very avid spades player. And sometimes you don't always have a good hand. You're not always dealt a good hand, or you're going to end up winning it. But if you play your hand right to flow along with the game, you can end up getting more books than you thought you would. And that's how I look at not accepting the word no for an answer. Because if you don't take that word no and you use it for your advantage, meaning you use it for your motivation, you use it for, or you use it as a pushing factor, a pushing force, it can get you to the next level. Yes, okay, this company turned you down for your entrepreneurship. That doesn't mean the next better company will. You never know until you go and ask. When it comes into starting things, I always go to the biggest and best. I go for the biggest and best competitor. Because who's to say that the best of the best is going to tell you no? If the worst thing that can happen when you go to someone is you get the answer no, what do you have to lose? I think about sometimes when me and some of my guys would go out and they'd be like, man, hey, go put me on that girl over there, man. You know, tell her I said, what's up? I look at them and say, like, why can't you just go over there and do it yourself? And they're like, man, what if she turned me down? Or what if she say something that's crazy? You know, and I sit there and I laugh at them. I'm like, man, the worst thing she can say is no. You know, no, she doesn't feel like giving you her number. She doesn't want you to have her number. And they're like, yeah, you right. And either they go over there and talk to her, or they don't. So, you know, I look at it like that. It's just an example, you know. But the word no should not define you. It's not a make or break thing. It's just a common factor. It's a common factored word that some people tend to let make or break their dreams, and they shouldn't, you know. So when I think about that and how I used to allow people who gave me the answer of no to break my spirits or take me down a notch, it wasn't until I grew mentally and I understood that at the end of the day, that person doesn't call the shots. I'm in control of my life. I'm going to decide where I go, what level I make it to, and how far and how big my success will be. When it comes to building something from nothing, what does it take? Take a minute and ask yourself that question and think on that. What does it take? To me, building something from nothing in reference to anything, you have to have a strong base. Everything that goes up has a bottom or a base. And that foundation has to be as strong as the first floor, the second floor, the third floor, every floor building up all the way to the top level. When I think about building something from nothing, I think about your mind. I think about the human mind. If you have a weak mind, you will allow yourself to fall and listen to anything. Your body follows your mind. So why would you allow your body or yourself to follow what some people have as the weakest muscle in their body? If you're not building your mind, what is your body following? How can you allow yourself to go through life each and every day following whatever, whatever you see? You just follow it. It's just like being on social media. You might see something that looks good. You'll follow it. You'll go back and then start scrolling through whatever you just followed and realize that it's not what you intended on following. But who knows how long have you been following that? That's the same thing with life. You could allow your mind to connect to something and follow it for 1-2 months. We'll say 2 months. You allow your mind to follow a subject matter or a person, another person, or just the wrong idea, we'll say, for 2 months. That's 60 days. If you waste 60 days of your life following something that has nothing to do with what you are trying to create or build for yourself in life, who knows, you might have just set yourself back a couple of years from your big break. You might have just missed your blessing. You might have just missed your opportunity. You might have just missed that next step to get you to where you were trying to go. The first part of that, of building something from nothing, is that the base, the platform, the mind. The mentality you need to be able to build and fight through the storm, and how you can lift yourself up when nobody else is there, has to be relentless and resilient. Without that, you will allow yourself to fall, sometimes in the dark places, and or the sunken place. From the movie Get Out, the sunken place. You can allow yourself to fall there. And who knows how long you will be stuck there before you decide or get your mind right to get back into the game, to push and form and get yourself back to that level that you once were at before you allowed yourself to fall. Because you had a weak mind, or you didn't have the heart to push on, to keep going. If your mentality isn't, and I guess you could say the Mamba mentality, like Kobe Bryant, may you rest in peace. But if you don't have that mentality, which also ties into bettering yourself in every aspect of the human life and human way, you can fall into a place where who knows how long you'll be there. Not saying that at that moment when you fall into that place that you're done, but at that moment when you fall into that place, it could just set back everything that you've placed all of your hard work and time into. I try to not allow myself to get discouraged, regardless of how things may look, regardless of what forces or factors may be in my life. But yes, it happens. I'm pretty sure it happens for most people. How you come out of adversity shows others the kind of person, man or woman, that you are. You can be one of the most physically built people from a personal physical aspect, meaning like, okay, you might work out every day. Being able to go work out every day is a mental thing, because there are people that I know who, regardless of how they're feeling, they may have a headache, they may be sick, they may just not feel like going at all, but they allow themselves to get up and take the next steps to carry on, build, and go work out, because they know that at the end of the day, their goal is to maintain what they have and build better. Resiliency and relentlessness. Two words that you need, you must have in your bag, that you must have with you every day to get through any situation that occurs, any issues, any life occurrences. You need those two words in your mind, and self-motivation. So there's three in your mind at all times to continue to fight, continue to build, continue to elongate your mind, your lifestyle, your proficiency, your business, yourself, to become better each and every day. Today was a short episode. I just have a lot of things that I gotta work on now. And I'll be back on this next episode. I plan on having another guest, somebody close to me that's doing a lot of big things in the fitness world. So hopefully I can get my bro on the show, and we can talk about not only just the workouts and the competition and how he built his business for personal fitness, but also just life in general, because that man right there is somebody who motivates me and always keeps me going to want bigger and better things for myself. So I appreciate y'all for checking in again on the JDT podcast. And I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for you all. And I hope and pray that y'all have a blessed day and week. Peace.